This recording, Jiangsu 28, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Gets a Cure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a dusted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that inch goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In a minute, the goose began to tie, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comer and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with the clothes and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to mash out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much." But Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair place for a cure.
I want to talk something about my hometown. And I come from Yangzhou, and it's not a big city. It has many similarities with Suzhou. Also, a long history, many ancient gardens, and the Great Canal, and old streets. And Yangzhou was one of the richest city in China, and nowadays it also has developed a great deal.
自源, 自所, 说, 四写字, 不日约火, 油棚自云放来, 不日乐火, 人不早, 不云, 不日君子后, 自说, 是三不守, 一言一别子说四五些自由文学自说镜子秀者是能是为能养自于取马皆能有养不禁何以别后自说四尺所有共尺所有才尺所言人也守在人也守在